Oh, hey. Oh, is that for me? Baby, you didn't have to do that. Don't you dare. Oh, that's good. No, it's perfect. Is there honey in this? Of course you did. You are so thoughtful. Thank you, baby. Now, what did I do to deserve such wonderful treatment? Oh, I'm not that sick. I've contracted much worse than this. Trust me. You ever heard of Gravik's pox? Big, festering boils full of acid. It's nasty. Lasts forever, too. Probably just a demon thing, then. Which is good. Because I want to keep this gorgeous face just the way it is. What? Baby? No. No, you have nothing to feel guilty about. You have no way of knowing that. It could have been any number of humans that got me sick. Well, no. I don't really know any humans other than you. Still, it's not your fault I got sick, okay? No, it isn't. Baby, I'm sick. Are you really going to argue with me while I'm sick? I thought you loved me. Ha! I mean, ha. Promise me you won't feel guilty about this. Please. Thank you. Besides, you've been taking immaculate care of me. Oh, yeah. From the first sniffle, you've been waiting on me hand and foot. It's funny. Because it was starting to make me feel a little guilty myself. Fine. Then it's settled. I will be sick, and you will take care of me, and neither of us will feel guilty about it. I mean, it's not like either of us knew it was even possible. An immune system forged in hellfire could never be taken down by some silly little human virus. I never spent that much time here before. A visit here or there, but... I've never been a big fan of the mortal dimensions, you know? No offense. You know what I mean. And besides, it's different now. Now I have you. I do. You're the whole reason I'm here, after all. Not just because you summoned me, no. Though that was the catalyst for it. I just mean that I'm here because I want to be. And I want to be because of you. Even if that means catching your cold or your flu or whatever new human disease crops up this month, it's worth it. Are you proposing a visit to my realm? Baby, you are far too mortal to be suggesting something like that. The ambient temperature alone. Hot enough to boil your beautiful eyes right out of their cute little sockets. Very unpleasant stuff. Though I have to admit, I like the idea more than I thought I would. You coming to visit me for a change? It sounds nice. Being able to show you around, you know? Yeah. Bet you can't really relax and appreciate the decor while you're actively on fire, so... Best left to fantasies, I think. I don't mind. I told you. I'm here because I want to be. Remember? And it's not like it's a long commute or anything. And it has you in it. Which is the very most important feature of them all. You really did do an excellent job with this tea. It's delicious. I'm feeling better already. I don't know how you do it, but you always seem to come up with the best ideas, even ones born out of guilt. You're still thinking about that, huh? Yeah. I actually have a few scars from it. You see? Here and here. It sounds worse than it is. Most demons get it as fledglings. Just part of growing up, I guess. It's not like your childhood was all sunshine and daisies either. Besides, I'm sure you got sick plenty of times before. Yeah. But for me, it was just normal. Even though none of this is normal. You know my sisters freak out every time I come to visit you. Yeah. They're convinced this is some kind of long con trap you're pulling. I keep telling them if you really wanted to bind me here, you would have done it the first time you summoned me, but still. Yeah. And I'm the youngest, which means they've always been especially protective of me. But I'm sure once you meet, they'll stop worrying so much. They're just not used to me spending so much time away. Oh. Well, yeah. I would like you to meet them, actually. Maybe not right this second, but eventually, yeah. Why do you look so surprised? Did you think you were my dirty little secret? Or maybe you like it that way. Baby, of course I do. You really didn't know that? Sure. Yeah. We do. Demons tend to do relationships very differently than humans. You're right. But you're not a demon. Last time I checked. Yeah, but I don't want that. I want this. I want you. Besides, I could ask you the same thing. Are you sure you don't want a nice, normal relationship with a human girl? White picket fence, 2.5 kids. You could get a minivan. Good. Because I'm a very jealous woman. It wouldn't end well for her. Or you. Oh, no. I would never hurt you, baby. Even if you broke my heart. No. I would just imprison you. Keep you locked away. Safe and sound. Far from the lips of any harlot that would steal you from me. I'm keeping all these germs for myself. Thank you very much. No sharing allowed. Well, I could always break out the chains regardless. If that's what my baby wants. What do I want? I already have it. Yeah. I don't want hard. I want soft. Warm. And comfortable. At least while I'm sick, anyway. Be careful what you wish for, baby. But for now, just this is perfect. With you, it's always perfect.